Ready for some bites behind the media? A Coast Guard member's alleged scheme to take out politicians and members of the media. Pedophiles causing problems for YouTube and sneaky mics in Nest. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket, and a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. Okay, first stop, we have some breaking news, and this comes from the world of sports, Jimmy.
Well, it doesn't come from the world. Well, it's it is definitely a sport, okay? Now, I'm not talking about...
We're talking about two sports. Yes, one of them indeed happens to be football.
And the other is massage.
Massage.
So there are reports that the owner of the New England Patriots was caught in a sting at a... massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida.
In Florida. Is it Jupiter?
Jupiter, Florida.
Well, we know he has a place in Jupiter, and it happened in Florida.
And it
we
was
don't
the
know.
Jupiter police chief who mentioning his name in the press conference.
Okay, there you go.
So he knows he has this, and there, and supposedly an arrest warrant, I believe, is now on the table in Massachusetts. Look, I don't think it's going to be difficult, by the way, to serve this because, you know.
Oh, so he's back now.
I'm sure he's back at
so
this point.
So he would have to go there to turn himself
and
in.
And, Dan, I have heard about this on the local radio, sports radio. They first had it. I happened to be listening to it.
And what was the tone? How was
awkward. It was an awkward tone, okay? And especially for guys, okay? Because guys are different than women. We just are. Wired differently.
I saw that when you were walking around naked.
I'm glad that you could actually see it.
I finally realized you weren't a woman.
By the way, and we all joke about this, don't we? Yes. As guys, we all do. It's all about the size thing. Mike Johnson. I mean, that's stupid to begin with. All right? It is just stupid to
begin
with.
It is stupid, but
Anyway, point being, men are different than women.
Right.
Okay? And men seem to... have a stronger sex drive than women do.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I've heard this.
Yes.
I read about this in a book
here's
once.
Here's the thing.
Men are from Mars and women are from Venus book.
Yeah. The thing is that, you know, the way I heard it on the radio on the way into the studio here, and the way it was covered, I think the first one of the anchors threw to a reporter, and the reporter said something like, they were asked, how do you think this will impact him? I was like, well, you know, I think it's not going to have that much of an impact because, you know, it's a prostitute. They were kind of downplaying it. It's an old guy with a prostitute. I don't like that. I mean, sometimes we tend to...
Profiling.
Yeah, if it's an old guy and a prostitute, then it's wink, wink, kind of like, oh, that's what all guys do. But I think it is in this, and we don't know all the facts in this case, but allegations are that this was maybe some young Asian women. We don't know that they were underage or not, but certainly young, who were in a situation that doesn't appear to be one of willingly.
Voluntary.
Exactly. Or if so, there are strings attached that make it an oppressive environment. And so why is that a right thing? I mean, that's
And why
wrong,
is someone who has all the money in the world having to go to one of these places?
Right,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, driving to
a
place.
It doesn't make sense. Embarrassment is worse than the punishment and the crime.
Here. Right.
Okay. That's how I spin this.
Right.
I feel bad for him.
Now he's not married. His wife passed away. God rest her soul.
That's
many
right.
years
and
ago.
And he is having no problem finding female accompaniment.
Right. So,
however,
so it's surprising
which way
that
he's finding
would,
it.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Right.
But it'd be interesting. And again, this is a breaking news story. So we're going to continue to monitor how this is being covered by others. But there's sort of this uneasy coverage because he is revered. Here, maybe not so much in other parts of the country because the New England Patriots win all the time.
That's
but he's
right.
probably one of the highest profile owners in the NFL. And so coverage of this is going to be an interesting kind of thing. And I wonder if our reporter is going to be there. And is the first question always going to be, you know, how often have you been doing this? You know, he's going to have to deal.
Well,
he's
not going to have to go on the stand.
No, but he will have to confront this issue. He will have to hold a press conference. He'll have to do something.
Something. Okay, so right now he's meeting with his crisis PR people.
Yeah.
I happen to know who some of them are.
Yeah.
And how they're
maybe
going.
A different. I think at this point you bring in one of those heavy hitters. You're not using your you know, football crisis people.
Oh, no. Right.
No, they bring in.
I mean, I can name some names. So do I. And, you know, and I'm not going to. because I don't know for sure who it is.
I don't know who he's, but I know one that if I were going to be in a situation, management. I would call this guy in D.C.
This is crisis management 101.
Yes, it is. And just come clean and, right away. Get as much information out there.
100%. Do not deny it.
Do not deny it.
Do not deny
Give reporters everything except some really intimate stuff. Say, hey, it's not illegal or whatever you want to say that it is. You got to come right out front. You don't want people. The more that you hold back, the more they'll dig.
Now, if you're
reporters,
if you
will
are,
fill the vacuum.
And if you are going to sit there and say, you know, I did not know that this was going on at this establishment.
Yeah, right. You're Robert Kraft.
But
you have people who tell you what's going on there.
And again,
and you read, and you know.
I feel bad, and I, like I said, because I know the guy, and I know the family, and I think it's an embarrassing situation.
Yes, it is.
It is. By the way, he did not beat on a woman. He
that
did
we
not
know of.
Cause that we know of.
Yeah,
correct. But yeah. I mean, all right, there has not been an assault. Okay.
That we know of.
Correct. It is strictly a bench warrant to appear.
Right. Because
his name was on this list and he was named.
Right.
Correct?
No, they apparently have video.
Yeah, I know. I heard that too.
Yeah, but again, we don't know, and so we don't want to jump the gun here. But what we do know is that
I mean, come on, people.
Yes.
There's cameras everywhere.
It's amazing.
Okay.
People, I think when the burning happens down below, then the light goes out in the brain.
Oh, God, yes. Well,
burning happens down below.
And
the light goes out
and
up
again,
above.
This is more of a male issue, Dan, than a female issue.
We're not talking about the male-man issue.
No, we're talking about males that have these needs.
Okay,
and I just,
that was a big bite.
That was a big bite. Sorry.
I have another one.
I have the last word.
Okay, you always do. Coast Guard lieutenant and self-described white nationalist. He was arrested. His name is Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan, 49 years old. Arrested for apparently wanting to take out some lawmakers.
This is a very disturbing story.
And
hosts at
CNN and MSNBC.
He had a hit list, and basically came out with quotes that they found on his internet, on his computer, saying, I want to kill everybody.
He wants to kill everybody. Kill a long list of people.
And he then reports to work at the Coast Guard the next day.
Coast Guard, man. Those are the nicest people out there, servants doing God's work, you know, rescuing people. I spent some time with the Coast Guard after 9/11. After the Katrina, Katrina happened in New Orleans.
Right.
On one of the anniversaries, we wanted to profile some of the U.S. Coast Guard members who had been involved in the rescues and talk about the difficulty of the wash from the helicopter and pulling people up. So I went through this training program. There is video of this. I was put in a mock cockpit underwater. They flipped it upside down. I had to count to 10 or something like that, and then they gave me an oxygen canister, and I had to make my way out, take the seatbelt off, and all that. Eventually, we went out to the ocean and off Cape Cod, and they were dropping me in the water, and I was being rescued, and we had three cameras recording this. It was an amazing thing. It was difficult work. I spent time with them and really got to know them. They're great people, by the way. After the fact, they told me those were shark-infested waters. So had I known
that, we need
you
to get a bigger helicopter.
Exactly. I would have been out of there. So it's shocking when you see something. And everybody is – we're all humans and crazy stuff happens.
Okay,
anyway,
so
I'm going to
ask you about which we go behind the media. Yes. So we all know consultants talk to news directors who tell the – people in the newsroom with the kinds of stories that will attract an audience.
Did this
go
through that?
Reporter involvement.
Yeah. When
does the reporter get to say, I am not going to jump into shark-infested waters and be rescued by the Coast Guard, Dan?
Well, remember, I didn't know that there were shark-infested waters.
I understand.
I should have known, but I was always up for those kind of stories. I remember when I was down in Florida, I did the
Anderson Cooper going underground.
I liked all those crocodiles and stuff.
That was really
cool. I went through one called Fit for SWAT, 3 days of becoming a member of the SWAT, and they beat me up and threw me in the water and punched me, and I had to pull a gun apart and put it together, and it was brutal, like sleep deprived. And run in the heat of the day. So I've always signed up for those kinds of stories. Sometimes you can.
Now I know why you work with me.
There you go. There you go. I think sometimes doing these kind, and you can go overboard, but I think sometimes these stories bring the audience in. in a way that maybe just doing the story on the sus, you know, whoever the source is, wouldn't be as powerful. And for them, they identify with you, and then you're there. Actually, one of my photographers almost drowned because the wash from the helicopter and the waves, he had this snorkel on, but it was pushing water down into it. One of the we had spotters, and one of them had to jump in and grab him because we had some boats there, and they grabbed him and help him, you know, like clear the air there. So,
resuscitate him on the boat, is really. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be following that story. Here's another one that's interesting. Pedophiles on YouTube. And apparently, there are these sites where people are, they're just innocent videos of young girls doing gymnastics. And then within those videos,
there are sick individuals out there watching this.
Right. These are watched a lot. So they get ads in them. And so there are ads with them. But in the comment section, these pedophiles are talking about these girls in the videos. Right. And now advertisers are saying, get me out of there.
And they should. And by the way, I too have had an issue with posting some of my old Young Broadcasters of America video on YouTube and them insert. Actually, wasn't. It was another streaming service. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I understand that's correct. And they were inserting adult ads.
Oh, within it?
Yes.
Really?
And I immediately called the CEO and say, you are taking this down right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, even if one parent sees it. Now, let's talk about parenting for a second here because this is a parenting thing. Do not, if you do not want to expose your child to the internet, to these odd, strange, sick people that surf the internet on a regular basis.
Don't let the content get out there.
Don't let the content get out there.
But what happens is...
And by the way, I had parents that wanted me not to identify who their children were because they were under 14, so they used an assumed name. I had no problem with that.
Yeah, but what about this? You're at an event, someone's videotaping their kid, and your kid is there too, and they're in the video, and they post it. You know,
as long as you're not tagged, though, people don't know who you are.
No, but these perverts don't really care who it is. They're just watching this stuff and gawking at their bottoms and
other
parts.
Don't we just keep talking about how there are cameras everywhere?
Yes, they are.
I mean, and...
You just have to be... Look, I think this is great that advertisers are saying we're not going to... It's money that talks.
Right.
So advertisers have been pulling out of some of these YouTube accounts. And maybe that will put more pressure on them, YouTube, to somehow... get at the comment section or weed out these pedophiles.
Can,
it's hard.
I know.
You can turn off the comments.
Right. Turn off the comments.
And that's probably the best.
Because I don't want to hear. I'm too sensitive. I don't want to hear comments. You want to subscribe? Great. Don't subscribe? That's your right to.
Exactly. Okay. A couple more bites. The last, Nest, which is Google has announced that their Nest Secure system is getting an update which will allow it to basically fit into the virtual assistant technology. All of a sudden, when people heard that, it's like, well, wait a minute. The only way that can happen is if this Nest Secure had a microphone. Wait a minute. Nobody told me that Nest Secure had a microphone. Oops. And it turns out that people have these systems in their homes, and these Nest users didn't know that a microphone existed on the device.
Now, that's nuts because, you have to know that.
You have to, but it wasn't written anywhere. Like, when you look at the specs, it does not detail a mic, and Google apparently saying that was a mistake, that we did not do that on purpose. We were not hiding it. We just, you know, left it out somehow. It was net, as a spokesperson said, the on-device microphone was never intended to be a secret and should have been listed in the tech specs. That was an error on our part. Okay, Jimmy, what do you got for us to wrap up our show today?
It's a sad note, Dan. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
It's a sad note. And I, and this is a guy, you know, it's funny, when you're a journalist, you have this camaraderie with others in your field, whether you become social friends with them or not. But Nick Cafardo, who passed away yesterday, was a writer for the Boston Globe for a number of years, covered the Boston Red Sox. He came on my old show on New England Cable News a lot. He was a great guy, and he was also one of those guys that I could call at 10:15. My show went on at 10:30, and my guest segment was at 11. I know I called him a couple of times at 10:15. I go, Nick, my guest just canceled. Is there any way? And he never said No. He always came in. Now, granted, he liked the Outback gift certificates that we gave out as guests. Okay, I get that. And but let me tell you, I appreciated the fact that I didn't have to sit in a studio by myself.
Really?
Talking to robotic cameras
You would like that, Jimmy.
Well, I mean, it is a skill, Dan. It is a skill. But I got to tell you, it's so sad. I mean,
he had an embolism, which is, oh my goodness.
It's so weird. I mean,
David Bloom had when he was covering the war, and you sit with your legs.
Wasn't supposed to be at spring training. He was off, but he was at the spring training facility.
Yes, he was.
He had the embolism and hit his head.
JetBlue Park.
And was quick. But, you know, it's like I had a friend the same age who dropped dead on the golf course a few months back. And I'm like, you just never know.
Yes, when two kids, a wife and two kids.
Yes, he does. And I got to tell you, have you ever heard of the sweet, nice gene?
Yeah,
people have the sweet, nice gene.
I have a pair
gene,
of those.
Where they don't say anything really negative. And that's one of the reasons why Nick was such a good reporter. He was not a columnist. He was a reporter because he reported facts, and the athletes liked the fact that he reported facts, not giving his opinions.
Right.
And even though, you know, he had some opinions, certainly, and would write an opinion piece here and there, but he was just a great, great guy. I hope that there will be some kind of a scholarship in his name for the nicest beat reporter in the world, because that was Nick Cafardo.
I think the Red Sox mentioned something about how they're going to honor his legacy or something like that. But
that's good.
I think he will be taken care of. But it's shocking. I mean, he broke a lot of stories, really understood the medium.
He treated
the system,
those players, with respect.
And they returned it.
Amazing how that works. Maybe we should learn a lesson from that.
That's old school.
All right.
Thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast. We know you did, because we had a lot of fun. Share it. Keep listening on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. For our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.